To Songezo Zibi this evening, the chairman at Rivonia Circle, the destiny of South Africa, which seemed fairly assured to go at a nice muddler long plod into 2023 following the ANC elective conference, Songezo, has been thrown wide open and deeply uncertain.
And it was not surprising, Bruce, could you? It was not surprising at all. I think the moment the Palapala scandal broke, it became clear that it would culminate in some time before the end of this year. So I was not surprised, firstly. And secondly, I was also not surprised at the finding of the panel. Because on the face of it, Bruce, neither you or I keep any money in the couch. That's got to be questionable. And any panel that arrives at the conclusion that that's okay, clearly there would be something wrong. The question is, did we take this seriously enough to game the scenarios, at least for those who've got investments to protect or businesses to run and so on, to understand how they would deal with this moment? I suspect many didn't.
Plenty of speculation that the president will address the nation this evening. 8 o'clock was his favorite time during lockdown. I'm suspecting if he does do it, it'll be 8 o'clock this evening. Does he stay or does he capitulate?
I can only speculate, Bruce. The talk in town is that he is going to announce that he will be stepping down as president. I also think that he would do that because to not do so would mean that there would be an inquiry, and I don't think that he's the only one implicated in the scandal, at least not within the ANC, because it was very noticeable after the last NEC meeting that after he took the ANC into his confidence, all of them were absolutely dead quiet about the scandal thereafter. I wondered what he told them, and if there's to be an inquiry, we'll get to know what he said.
Absolutely. So what is your sort of, I mean, you've been in investor relations, you've been in communications, you're editor of Business Day. I mean, as best as you, and now you, of course, are in your own think tank and possible political movement of your own. I mean, how do you see the scenario play out for the country as a whole as the ANC goes to an elective conference with a guy who's accused of stealing 170 million rand via digital vibes, or at least being implicated in it, versus all comers, really, now that the president may very well not put his name forward to stand?
I think it changes a couple of assumptions that were there, at least in the last few weeks, that this president would continue until at least 2024 as president of the country as well as the African National Congress. If he steps down, it does create a vacuum with institutional implications. The biggest existential threat facing numerous ANC leaders is a threat of prosecution, arrest and prosecution. And the displacement of this president from his role has got direct implications for the revenue services, for the National Prosecuting Authority, for the Hawks, for the Special Investigating Unit, and all of the work that has been done over the last few years is to get South Africa back on a strong footing again. We must not kid ourselves about that possibility. So that there is this threat of a reversal, firstly. Secondly, of a very undesirable vacuum in the political system where the major political actors, in particular in the ANC, are paralyzed from governing because they have been distracted, as they have been for the rest of this year.
Richard Calland's observation this evening, you know Richard Calland, is that perhaps this accelerates the demise, the political demise of the ANC, which for many people would not be a moment too soon. What's your reading of it?
I think so. Look, our polling, Bruce, indicates that President Ramaphosa is the ANC's electoral trump card. His popularity far exceeds that of the ANC. Without him as the face of an election, it looks highly unlikely to get 50%, or anywhere near 50%, which means we're almost definitely going into a phase of coalition politics in 2024. But what we must not lose sight of is how dangerous a period between now and 2024 could turn out to be for public institutions, for politics in the country, given the caliber and nature of the characters that would ascend to power between now and then. That is a real risk to the country. I think a coalition might mitigate some of that risk in 2024, but the most uncertain and dangerous period is the 18 months between now and 2024's election.
Well, how does this affect your thinking in terms of possibly participating in that election in future, if I may ask?
No, it doesn't, Bruce, because in our estimation, at least, nothing at a high level materially changes. The contest within the ANC has always been about people ascending to power, being able to act with impunity or not. So that calculus does not change. All that changes internally is who's got the momentum towards either option, basically. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, a lot of people have already checked out of the political system. The task for anyone who's hoping to do well in opposition politics in 2024 is to get a significant slice of the 28 million South Africans currently not voting for the ANC or anybody else. Those people do not depend on what happens in the ANC's political realm. However, this displacement might have the impact of increasing the number of people who shift away from the ANC if it is not careful about who it puts at the helm.
Thank you, Songezo Zibi, who is chairman at the Rivonia Circle.